Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Patty.
And I'm Jim.
And welcome to the Rambling Pickle Podcast. Today, we are talking about one of my favorite subjects, Easter candy.
Yes. Easter candy's delicious. Yes.
I think Easter is my favorite holiday purely based on its candy.
Really?
Yeah.
They've got so much, such variety.
Well, what about Christmas?
Christmas is more about, like, cookie treats and presents and peppermint.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. More like candy cane.
Yeah. Whereas Easter's, like, all fun, bright pastel colors and peeps. I know they make other holiday peeps.
Right.
But to me, the only peep is a chicken or a bunny peep.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. I don't want any snowman
peep. I'm actually just a chicken.
Peep.
I'm a chicken. I don't believe
like
in the bunny peep.
Whew.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem right.
Go outside.
Because I have a very specific way that I eat a peep.
Well,
okay,
let's talk about this.
About
all right,
do you leave it out? Do you stale it?
I like to stale it. Not like super hardcore staling it. But,
I totally have the pink peeps. Thanks, guys.
We did that on purpose.
Yeah. I was like, maybe they have different flavors. Maybe
so,
strawberry.
I think they're different flavors. So, no. Patty, while we're trying to get our peeps open, and it's very loud, each have a selection of Easter candy that Jim picked up for us. But Patty was doing some research for us today, as she's our resident research coordinator.
Yeah.
You have to wear your coat on your lap like a napkin.
I do. So, you, Megan, were saying that back in the day.
Yeah, in 1953, when they started making peeps, it took 27 hours to make one. And
but
today it
only takes 6 seconds to make each peep.
Yeah, well, you know why? Because this one's got like a double eye. It's like a triple eye.
Yeah, the quality, you know.
And this one's a cyclops.
But
it's going to scare kids.
It's pretty crazy.
So it took how many hours?
6 seconds, and they
originally
do 3,500 per minute and 4 million per day.
Wow.
That is a lot of peep.
Really?
But are they doing it that volume every single day? Because it seems like around Easter,
they'd crank
pick
up
production.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, you can't just go to your candy aisle and find peeps throughout the year. You can't.
Well, you can find like the Halloween ones, but there's a big one, you know, big gap during like the spring and summer.
Well, wait, hold on a second. Maybe it averages to 6 seconds because they're making them throughout the whole year, so it takes 27 hours to still make.
I think there's a large market for them to sell staled peeps.
Yes,
there really is.
Because Jim's mom likes a staled peep.
Yeah, she loves a staled peep. Weird.
And so do I.
Yep. So I usually stale the peep. And then I eat the little, like, flat tail part. I eat that around.
Okay.
And then I eat its little nose. And then I just go full on for the head.
Okay. See,
you
don't
eat its eyes off?
I like to eat the eyes first.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Like, you eat them off?
But I do think I prefer the, like, bottom. There's more sugar, like, more of a sugar coating there.
Yep.
Yeah. And I don't enjoy a fresh peep as much as I enjoy a steel one.
Nope.
Yeah, well, these, literally, I went to Kroger at 10 o'clock at night. It was about 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting rid of all the holiday candy, all the Valentine's Day candy. And they're like, we have them in the building, but they were not going to be. And I'm like, well, are you going to release them at midnight or something? And they're like, yeah, that's basically, we're going to stock the shelves at midnight. So when you come here in the morning, they'll be here.
That's so crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they had like Valentine's Day peeps, but they were like strawberry flavor with chocolate dipped. I was like,
what?
No.
And it's heart shaped.
No.
And you're like, no,
it was actually like a chick. It was a chick shape. It was like, it was
really
weird. But
because
like, it was sitting
I bet there's
in like
been a mutiny because I don't like the heart shaped. I don't like the snowman shape.
Mm-mm.
Let's just say they weren't flying off the shelves.
Yeah. I bet those are on clearance today.
So what else is a classic, Easter candy to you guys?
The Cadbury is a classic.
Cadbury. Mm.
I don't understand. Like M&M's is like, oh, we just put M&M's in a Easter bag and then change the colors, and it's like
and
Easter,
call it
candy.
Easter candy.
No.
When I was growing up, that didn't happen.
Yeah. So are you trying the classic? I want to open up the.
I am. I love
chocolate
the
one.
Cadbury caramel egg, which will give me a stomach ache to eat it, but I will eat all of it.
Yeah.
Remember the? I don't know how.
I love a.
I don't know how old you guys are, but there used to be like a commercial for Cadbury eggs where they like try and put different animals, and like a lion was in like a bunny bear ears, and it's like roar.
Yep.
Roar. And then like some Cadbury bunny goes womp, 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 which I never understood.
Because it's like it's a bunny, but it's making a chicken noise, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't that it? The whole thing?
I was confused by that.
Oh, my gosh. This smells so sweet. So, I've opened up the Cadbury chocolate cream egg, which I've never had. I think I might be on sugar overload already.
I think my parents told me that there was real yolk in it. So that's why we never bought it. Mm. They're like, you can't have this candy. It has real yolk in it. Actually, my parents always thought they were disgusting, I thought.
It's just like a candy cream in the middle. And it's so sweet.
I love a Cadbury cream egg.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
How's the chocolate egg?
Oh. It's disgusting.
What do you mean it's disgusting?
It's so sweet.
And it's like orange inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the yolk. Oh, you don't like it?
An orange yolk?
Yeah.
Can I get a picture of your Cadbury cream
egg? Yeah, I can picture that.
The chocolate is sort of anticlimactic.
What's inside the chocolate one?
Just chocolate.
Mm.
It's like chocolate and
is there like
chocolate?
A dark chocolate for the yolk?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far.
What do you think the reasoning is behind so much chocolate at Easter time?
I don't know, because like the chocolate bunnies,
the Cadbury eggs, the Whopper eggs, and then there are Peeps and jelly beans, but...
But it's very chocolatey. Yeah, I don't know. I think people just love chocolate.
Yeah?
I do. Okay. I do.
It was totally Jesus. He's like, you know what? Boom. Let's make it chocolate.
Let's make chocolate.
Let's celebrate this party with
chocolate.
I know, I feel
like... You
got
Cadbury cream egg right on your mustache.
He told me he loved me.
My favorite Easter candy, besides the Peep, comes in a close second, which is also available for other holidays, is the Reese's peanut butter egg.
All right.
I feel like this is like a cultish candy. Like people go crazy. It's the ratio of peanut butter to chocolate that is better than a traditional peanut butter cup. And
because there's more peanut butter?
There's more peanut butter and less chocolate.
You want some?
I got one here, but I bought extra for you because I know these are your favorite.
Mm. Oh my gosh, I can't even buy them. I'll eat them all.
Well, you're going to eat those all, so.
Oh my gosh.
Oh Lord.
But like, this is to me is just like, you're just shaping it. That's like the M&M candy bag. And changing the color. So you're just shaping it differently. I don't think this is like a traditional, like, Easter candy.
And it's not really very egg-shaped, if we're being honest. It's kind of blob-shaped.
Like it's like oval,
blobby.
Yeah. It's like a... No, I mean, I guess it is. Like, I guess
well,
if
an
you look
egg
at,
would
yeah.
have a little more round to it, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, it would be awesome if it was an egg, literally like an egg, but it's just all filled with peanut butter and a thin chocolate shell.
Yeah.
It might as well just eat it.
We need to talk to someone.
Yeah.
Of peanut butter.
At the Hershey's company about improving that.
Is this Hershey's or is this M&M Mars?
Hershey's.
Yeah, it should be Hershey's.
Yep, it is. You're right.
So did you all get Easter baskets when you were growing up?
Oh, heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of candy would be in your Easter basket?
Well, we would always have... We have, like, that I think my mom just saved year after year. We had, like, the green, fake grass, in the basket.
Oh, yeah.
My sister and I always...
You ate that?
No, we always fought over whose basket was whose.
Right.
Like, I always
even
thought
though they were probably equal. Oh, Mom probably worked really hard to make them equal.
It's that special time of year when you have confetti poop.
Yeah. I was reading that Dylan's Candy Bar in New York, they make edible Easter grass now.
Really?
To put in Easter baskets.
It's made out of like Chinese noodles or something?
I don't know. Like, it's probably like candy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Like gummy candy, and it's really shredded, really thin. But
yeah, I mean, why don't you use it?
I don't want to give my kid a basket of sugar, personally.
Yeah. Well,
but you kind of do anyway.
Yeah. You sort of are.
So what else?
So we would have, there would be like a sprinkling of jelly beans in there.
Just loose on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we got that too. It's like, put it in a baggie or something, you know? But no.
No,
my mom
I like
put
it.
Them in the plastic Easter eggs.
Yeah, we got a couple of those too.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while you get
like
a dollar.
M&M's.
There's like one with a dollar.
One with a dollar.
You're like, oh my God, a dollar. And now it's like.
But we had to search. Like, we just had the back, like at the top of the stairs, she would set out the baskets at night, and then we had to like search the house.
Yeah.
So there would be like.
Well, you're Catholic, right?
Yeah.
See, I'm Catholic too, and my mom would go all out. Like, like there would be like Nintendo games in there.
Oh
and,
man.
Like, oh yeah. Like, it was all like crazy. It was like, this is Easter and Christmas were like two huge holidays for us, and like, and we would have like my mom would have cellophane wrap. I mean, this was like a
big deal.
Yeah, awesome basket. Yeah.
Did you get a bunny, a chocolate bunny?
Yes.
Yes, we did. The one that are hollow though.
Yeah.
Like, but we got Fannie Mae because that's what being from Chicago. Being from Chicago, Fannie Mae was a Chicago chocolate company. Oh. So they also do Fannie Mae turkeys. You get, okay. Like, they're in foil. They're
not
like,
related to the mortgage company?
Not related to the mortgage company.
This is going to be, every episode, there's going to be something that I Google that Jim says.
Yeah, just like Fannie Mae chocolates.
I'm on it.
We used to get a bunny, but I loved like the super, super cheap.
It comes right up.
Cheap chocolate bunny that like sort of has that like sugary grainy texture. Like that is what a chocolate bunny is. Like I don't want any of this like super tempered, really nice, fancy chocolate.
No, we never got that.
You want like the like Woolworths, because I grew up in Connecticut and there were Woolworths. Like brand.
How old are you? Like 60?
Did you go to the fountain? I did.
Did you go see the soda jerk and say hey?
I actually did. It was right across the street from my elementary school.
Dressed in your Sunday best to go to Woolworths.
Chocolates looks like they have a pretty good Easter selection.
Yeah, they have a kick-ass Easter selection.
Caramel pecan, fudge egg.
Yum.
The funny thing is they went bankrupt a couple years ago. And maybe more than a couple years ago. But then thankfully they got bought out. But
Who did they get bought out by?
I don't know, but I can't remember what their most famous.
They do have 100% smile guarantee, so that's positive.
I feel good about that.
So what about you? What is your favorite Easter candy, Jim?
I don't know. I like jelly beans.
Okay. Let's have a taste of these jelly beans.
Yeah, but those jelly beans are terrible. I didn't know
the spice jelly beans. Yeah. All right.
What does that even mean?
So they're taste like it. Peppermint and cinnamon and wintergreen and
pink
licorice.
Were always my favorite.
That is wintergreen, which is...
What?
Yeah.
You green one's not wintergreen?
No, green is spearmint.
Because you bought the spiced ones.
But the black ones,
ooh,
the black,
my breath smell wonderful.
The black jelly beans were always my favorite.
Really?
You like the licorice?
I like to avoid the black jelly beans.
You know what our game was? I said collect all the black jelly beans and give them to my mom because she'd eat them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good game.
I think I liked them because nobody else in my family liked them, and so I would get them all.
What is the green? So. What is the purple one?
Clove.
Ew! It's like instead of smoking a clove, I could just eat this jelly bean. Mm-hmm. Be so much better for my lungs.
It will be.
So some of this other candy that Jim picked up for us.
Oh.
Is it terrible? These are not.
Shame on you, Brox. Shame on you, Brox candy.
This is a warning to everyone. Do not buy.
The spice jelly
beans. See, it's so funny. It's like instead of saying Brox since 1904, they haven't been able to sell this bag because it's terrible.
Since 1904.
This is so bad. I love Brox candy, too. It's, like, one of my favorites growing up. Mm-hmm. Remember, like, I don't know if you guys had it, but back in the day, they used to have, like, you put, like, a nickel in, you could get a piece of candy. There were, like, had stands
in grocery
stores. Was
that before or
after
you walked school both ways in the snow uphill with no shoes?
It might have been after. Yeah, yes. No, they, like, used to have, you put a nickel in. And it's, like, to try it.
Mm-hmm.
I think now it's, like, a quarter or something like that. I mean,
probably.
Inflation, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, cost of candy's going up. I don't know. But it's, like, BS.
Prices changed since 1910.
Yeah, I know. Well, 1904.
Yeah. Oh,
apparently.
That's
apparently.
When you were born.
There used to be, like, a half a cent. They're, like, some guy cuts the penny for you. Here you go. But yeah, I see, like, people, like, always, like, robbing it. Like, kids would go by in the candy store, or, like, in the grocery store and just, like, take a piece. I was like, hey, what about the nickel? No.
No?
No? Okay. Fine.
Terrible.
I never did that. I mean, I understand it's an honor system.
Yeah.
I mean, why steal the candy? Why not just take
It's bad karma.
It is bad karma.
Well, why not just candy. take the nickels? Take a box of nickels instead.
Yeah.
I mean, then you can buy all the candy. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Whatever.
All right. So now we've got some Russell Stover
eggs. The marshmallow egg, I think, is a pretty typical Easter candy.
Mm-hmm.
It's, again, very sweet.
Sometimes they get all cute-like and put it in, like, a egg carton.
Yeah.
Have you ever
seen that? Oh, I like that.
Yeah, my dad absolutely loves these. These are what we get him every year for Easter.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what about this maple cream egg?
I have no idea what that is.
Is that something you just found and decided we should try? I feel like Patty's really going to love that.
I found it at the drugstore, actually. Okay. I found that at CVS. It's kind of weird.
I like the maple filling. It's kind of like a Three Musketeer, but maple flavored.
Are you using your computer as a napkin there?
Yes. Not very successful.
Where's your potato chip bib?
Remember, I just wipe it on my pants.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
No use for napkins when you've got pants.
Oh, my gosh.
It's got the weird artificial maple.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, I have to say, I'm on quite a sugar high right now.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm. Another classic is the Whopper's Robin's egg.
I forgot about
which
those.
Are another one of my favorites. It's like the Whopper covered in chocolate, covered in a thin candy shell.
Those are my mom's favorite. Mm-hmm. I don't love the Whopper concept of like the malted middle thing.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I do like the Cadbury mini eggs, which are like the egg, they're chocolate eggs, and they're coated with a candy coating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Patty said she thinks those are too sweet.
Yeah.
They hurt your teeth. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, what about dyeing eggs at Easter time? Do you guys always do that? Mm-hmm. And do you still do it? And if so, how do you like to do your eggs? Cook your eggs?
Hard boil. What do you mean? Cook them?
Well, last year I discovered that some people bake their eggs for hard cooked eggs.
To decorate them?
Yeah.
Because you can do more at once, right?
Yep.
But
they get a little mark on them from sitting on the oven rack.
Oh, well, then that just ruins the decoration, right?
Not
there.
Really, though, because once you, like, rinse them to cool them off, most of it goes away. And then once you dye them, you can't sell it.
But I, like, we dyed eggs, like, growing up. And then, like, for some weird, crazy, stupid reason, my mom decided to reissue the coloring of the eggs tradition. Like 2 years ago, and I'm like, I don't want to. Like, she's like, go out on the porch and color eggs with your brother and his girlfriend, and I'm like, no.
You're like, I'm 30.
I'm a grown up.
No, but I mean, I'm supposed to be like, and so what I do is I just drop it in like a cup, and then I pull it up, drop it in the. But yeah, it used to be like the Paz tablets, and that's it. Now it's like all this wacky, crazy sticker shit.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't need that.
I don't like the sticker.
Oh my god, I want to punch the asshole who designed the glitter one.
Yeah.
It's like you just roll it.
If
like,
I want glitter, I will add my own glitter for my own craft supplies.
No, don't even do that. Please.
No, glitter on your eggs that later you want to turn into double eggs.
Yeah, seriously?
Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
And you know, I love glitter. So. Yeah.
Well, ooh. One of the ways that we used glitter. To do the eggs, like when we wanted to do a special one, we would do a blown egg. And so, like, you do a little...
You're, like, super fancy from Connecticut.
Yeah, I know.
They
seriously.
Do gingerbread houses at Christmas time. And
it's
now
like
they're
Fabergé
doing
eggs.
Fabergé eggs.
Yeah. So you, okay, like, pop... You, like, put a needle and, like, pop a hole in both sides. One side is a little bit bigger. And then you'll go cross-eyed.
Do you have to, like, scramble the egg in there?
No. You just, like, hold it up and, like, blow like crazy. And it'll hurt your head and you're gold cross-eyed, but, like, the egg and the yolk and the white will, like, come shooting out the bottom.
Will you do me a favor this year and try putting a basketball pump into the hole and pumping the air into it?
And explode the egg?
Sure.
You might explode one egg, but that would answer a lot of curiosities for me.
So, but the good thing then is if you do, like, a super fancy egg or... Like, if you wanted to do one each year from, like, when your daughter is making eggs, and then you could keep
save
it over
them.
The years. It's a way to do that without
it
going bad.
And it's a perfect glitter egg.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a place you would use a glitter
egg. It tends to be, like, when you save your kids' teeth for when they, like...
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
But then they just, like, start to disintegrate, and I think the egg would...
No, I mean, my mom still has some from, like, early 1980s. I swear to God.
Creepy. If I go to your basement, she'd be like, put the lotion on its skin.
Put the glitter on the egg.
Yes. So we're pretty fancy over at the Misho house.
Like,
and how do you feel about a deviled egg?
I love a deviled egg. I can only eat like one or two, though.
Yeah. I am a lover of eggs, but I really do not enjoy a deviled egg.
Too much mayonnaise?
It's like a weird mayonnaise mystery salad in the middle of the egg. I would rather just have a hard-cooked egg.
What if you make it?
I'm more prone to eat it if I make it, but still... And especially once they're, like, cold, it's, like, creepy to me. Hmm. How do you feel about a deviled egg, Jim?
Oh, I like it. I'll eat anything. I'm a garbage can.
Do you like egg salad?
Yes, yeah.
Do you? I think it's so gross.
Which is so funny,
because I love an egg. But egg salad and deviled eggs just...
An egg salad sandwich is awesome.
And then what else do you guys eat? What do you eat for, like, Easter dinner?
Ham.
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 Mm-hmm. Ham. Yep.
And maybe, like, some roasted asparagus, potatoes.
Or some, like, sweet peas.
Yep.
It's so funny because Lindsay's Jewish, you know, and so like I'll make her eat like ham on Easter, but then we'll do Passover. Yeah. Like we'll light that up and we'll just, yeah, you know, eat brisket and all that stuff. I mean, I won't force her to eat it. My mom will usually make like chicken or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but maybe we could develop like a honey baked chicken, you know.
Well, there's a honey baked turkey that's, yeah, awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Lindsay's like, you need to get that. I was like, all right, well, I'll try and push that, but
it's hard to change the tradition.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And they have like, we have Lent. What are you giving up for Lent?
I don't know. I don't really give up stuff
really?
For Lent. Yeah. I try and do something positive for Lent instead of giving something up because I am just really terrible about it. Wow. I'll make excuses. So I'm going to really? Try and not do, yeah, I can rationalize the shit out of anything. So I am really, know. I'm really not good
so
about
it. So what positive change are you trying to make for Lent yeah. this year?
No, I don't know. I haven't decided
well, it
yet.
Well, it started.
So. I know. You might want to get yeah, on that. I know, but if I don't decide, then that's even less time that I have to do it.
True. True.
Yeah, which is not to, really went, the spirit.
You did Ash Wednesday.
I did.
Deanna told me that.
I
year,
did. So. I was good. Yeah. I was good. And we went to a new, different church by Vince's work. It was good.
Cool.
Like the priest.
See, so, I'm giving
what
up.
What are you giving up?
Scratch tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's no.
Gonna be, I'm like, is that bad that I'm like... Is am I addicted? Because if I get that, like,
but you make some dollar bills.
Well, yeah,
you have really good luck. With
I do have good
tickets.
Luck, but it's like, you know, you go to a gas station and fill up your car, and then you're like, ah, look at this $5 game. Mm-hmm. This looks like fun, yeah. You know. And then it turns.
I
into,
never buy a $5. I like a $1.
You know, you can't do that. You can't. You're not going to win. You got
to.
If you
got to pay to win.
You
is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
You can't. You can't risk it. So you got to. In order to win big. You gotta pay. Play
I
big.
Just never have cash on me, and, yeah. and you can't put it on a credit card.
I'll let you talk to my grandma.
Okay.
You know, she's
she'll
like,
teach me the
she's,
rules.
She's like, no, she's like pumping in like the max in a slot machine, and she's like dropping mm-hmm. coin, but she'll make coin, and it's just like mm-hmm. I'm like I can't. I'm like one roll, one quarter, and then it's like yeah, I hit the jackpot, and it's like a
and
one third
stop.
Of it's like one third of what you would make yeah. if you gambled at all. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm not really Catholic. I mean, we're Lutheran, so
yeah, that's cool.
Kind of similar backgrounds. But I am giving up wine for Lent.
Oh.
And other alcohol.
And other alcohol?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, sorry,
how's
I'm not
it going
to drink at your wedding, probably.
You're not?
No.
You have to. You have to.
We'll see. We'll report back on the blog post.
Well, no,
I
think what I think you need to do is I think you need to, like, I think they'll, like, forgive you for, like, one day.
Yeah.
I mean, like, notice that, like, Lent is, like, 45 days now. It used to be 40 days and 40 nights. Like, there was, like, a movie 40, about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, now
well,
it's, like...
and some people do the whole,
Sunday
you can
thing?
Cheat on Sundays,
no,
which
I don't
think
believe that.
No.
No, my dad did that. My dad started doing that, and I was like, I don't know. It's, like, kind of getting off the wagon.
Yeah.
A little early.
Yep.
So...
Well, now that we're fully high on sugar,
yes,
and Patty's going to figure out what she's giving up for Lent,
uh-huh.
will you report? Oh, can we share that on our blog post with this?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'd love to hear your comments and questions about Easter candy. What's your favorite Easter candy? What's your favorite Easter tradition?
Is there a candy that we didn't even mention?
Yeah.
You know, that's the other thing.
There are probably a lot we don't know about. We stuck to our favorites. So we love to hear from you. And we'll talk to you next time on the Rambling Pickle Podcast.